And you might answer, yes, he. What?
Yeah. I would say, I don't know whether he did or not.
All right. And suppose you know he likes ice cream, then what would you say?
Well, I would say, yeah, he likes me.
If a man lets his farm get all run down and doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just, what, to care.
I would say I don't know whether he did or not. If he did, I don't know it.
If somebody asked the price of a horse and you don't know how much the horse costs, what would you say?
Well, I'd tell them I don't know. I don't know the price of the horse.
Mm-hmm. If someone asked where a person lives and you don't know where that person lives, what would you say?
Well, I would tell them I don't know. I'd tell them I don't know where that person is.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you think you know where someone is, but you're not sure you know where they are. What would you say then?
Well, I say, well, I think I know pretty well where he is, but now I don't know whether he's there now or not.
Right. If you've been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I've been thinking about it, or I've been thinking around it? You've been trying to decide about something?
I said, I don't know whether I can be able to do that or not. I don't know.
Suppose somebody does something and you can't understand why that person does a certain thing. What would you say?
Well, I say, well, he said so and so, but I didn't understand what he said.
Right. And maybe someone does something that you can't figure out why he'd do that. What would you say if you were talking about it?
Well, I say, well, I don't know. I don't know how come that he's done that. He never have done that before.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll talk about houses a while again and barns. What would you call this kind of house, Charlie?
Call this kind of house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd call this kind of house a dwelling house.
A dwelling house.
Yeah, okay. A dwelling house.
Now, what would you call these two here side by side?
These two houses here side by side? Well, I'd call them both of them dwelling houses.
What do you call the big building on a farm where the cattle are kept?
I would call it just a big building.
All right. And suppose you keep a lot of hay out there and maybe some horses and cows, a big place out the back. What would you call that? Besides just calling it a big building. Usually the main outbuilding on the farm.
Well, I'd call it out there just a big place like a pasture.